Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your mercies that are new this day. Thank you, Lord, as you just shine your light, your faith that brings about your love and keeps us conscious of your goodness. And so we can be relevant and shine this day and every day in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, precious disciples. It's Philippians chapter 4 and it's verses 1 to 3.
My dear and precious friends whom I deeply love, you have truly become my glorious joy and crown of reward. Now arise in the fullness of your union with our Lord. And I plead with Euodia and Syntyche to settle their disagreement and be restored with one mind in our Lord. I would like my dear friend and burden bearer to help resolve this issue, for both women have diligently labored with me for the prize and helped in spreading the revelation of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers. All of their names are written in the book of life.
Hallelujah. The second part of verse 1, now arise, stand in the fullness of your union with our Lord. And then verse 3, I like it there. It speaks about Clement. And I could see Paul and Gary, father and son, having a smile on their face because their surname is Clement. So they, their names are in the Bible. And then the motivation here and to stand again is why, right at the end of verse 3. Is your names are written in the book of life. And this is it's our source. Our source is from God, and in Him we have a name. Jesus is a name above all names. Why? Because our lives are found in Christ. We are in Christ. So we find ourselves in Him, find our name, our story, our walk, our path. And then We can see what's the motivation to stay in the name. As we can see in verse 2, we settle disagreements. We've got a ministry of reconciliation, not a scattering and to chase people away and condemnation, restoration. God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not counting their sins against them, but given us, we, the ambassadors, the sons led by the Spirit, the ministry of reconciliation. Be reconciled to Christ, to God, to the family, to your calling. And so resolve issues. That's pursuing peace. Peace is so important, guys. There's a battle to get us into carnality, and we've got to stay in the Spirit. Sons are led by the Spirit, and sons are spiritual, not carnal, not natural man. We're born again now. And then also in verse 2, we can see we must labor diligently for the prize of helping to spread the revelation of the gospel. So the revelation of the gospel, the good news, is what saved us, or what not saved us, what got us to be saved. It was that pure water that came and like washed us and motivated us to come to that point of turning to the living God. And then receiving a new heart, being brought into the kingdom, and now in fellowship, we are just getting too busy with the good to do the bad. So we spread this gospel, this good news in word and in deed. So it's a lifestyle now. I mean, I love that right in the beginning. Stand in the fullness of your union with our Lord. You know, we've come into something now that's changed everything. And so day by day, we partaking of that beauty, but partaking of the goodness of God, are we in Christ Jesus, who's made to us wisdom. And that wisdom brings redemption, sanctification, righteousness. That is everything pertaining to life. So again, our lights are switched on. We know we come from, we know who we're standing with, and we know who we're running with. Amen. And so we stay in the way, the truth, and the life. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name.
Amen.